Norm Hitzkus and Round Ball Guru Skin are covering the NBA Draft live from the Sportsman's Club Bar and Grill, Embassy Suites Hotel in Grapevine, Thursday, June 24th, 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This Wednesday from 8 until 10 at night, that's Wednesday, June 9, you will have the opportunity to meet Corby Davidson.
Hello.
At Dick's Last Resort. That's down the West End at Market, on North Market at Ross and Record in Dallas. He'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there with him. Come and guess how many limes are in a bottle for a chance to win a mystery tropical vacation miles away provided by thegolfspot.com. So, go see Cobra, maybe win you a ticket, T-shirt, and some Rough Riders tickets as well this Wednesday night from 8 until 10.
Can I have this?
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you can. Ask Grego. You might want to ask Grego if he wants it.
It's the Allman Brothers Anthology. Something that you don't want, nor do you understand.
Right, they sent us two. Ryan, do you want that one right there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Corby, you want that one, Corby?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll take it. Give it here. It's mine.
Well, maybe I want it.
You I get second choice.
Nick!
I draft number...
I haven't been exposed to the Allman Brothers.
I draft number two.
I'll make a copy of this.
And you know, this is pretty good.
That's illegal.
I draft number two.
This is number two.
And that's
me. It's like my favorite band. I wouldn't do this to your,
So you really want it?
ZZ Top, yeah.
I mean, it really means a lot to
you're
you.
You're getting ready to take it, I know.
Give it here.
No!
Hey, Grego, take it and break it in half.
No, that's really mean. You're a really mean man.
I am?
Yes.
Let me see it for a second. I'll give it back to you.
He's lying.
I promise I'll give it back.
No, I'm not. Yeah, you are.
Okay, just trust me, okay?
Here, take the hockey stick instead.
Let me look.
Take the hockey stick.
I want to see what songs are on there.
I'll read them to you.
No, I don't. I like to read myself. I don't like people telling me.
This means he's going to break it.
Don't want you no more.
Ryan, let me see yours.
He's going to break it.
No, he ain't.
He'll break Cobra's.
Well, he'll break that one and then make me get this tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Boy, Norm kind of faded out there, didn't he?
Uh-oh.
All right, what are we doing here? I got no run sheet.
I gave you one earlier.
Okay, well,
I'm going to borrow mine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ah, yes, the notable death of the weekend is what is on tap to discuss. The 40th president of these United States, the great Ronald Reagan.
Was he?
Passed on to the next plane. Was he?
Yeah.
I'd say so. I'd say he's probably been one of the greater presidents of your lifetime, regardless of which side of the fence you're on.
My lifetime, you got Nixon.
Very underrated there.
Carter.
The fat one, the southerner.
Who's the fat one?
The black-haired guy.
Who's the fat one?
The funny one, and the one now. That's how I know him.
Who's the fat one?
I don't, just make it up. I guess he is in my lifetime, my generation. You can consider him as if you had to line him up right now from 1970 on. He and Clinton, 1A and 1B. Clinton just a little bit of an edge.
I don't think so.
Hey, I do.
Why?
Me being the bleeding heart Democrat, I would say that Clinton is actually Jimmy Carter's the most underrated president we've ever had.
You know what? All of those guys had areas of strengths and weaknesses. They had some areas they were strong in, others that they flubbed up everything. But I think Reagan was the guy who was the most solid in the most areas. He was spectacular in a couple and solid in just about all others. And he died at the age of 93. Of course, he'd had Alzheimer's for the last 10 years or so.
He certainly knew how to work the political game. He knew how to get things done.
Where was he as far as, if you had to rank him as an actor, you had to compare him to someone now as far as being big time with, like, Tom Hanks at the top and, Mickey Rourke at the bottom right now? Is he somewhere in the middle as an actor? I mean, was he considered, like...
I don't know. I don't have much sense of his acting career.
Well, he was a contract player. I mean, he worked under the old contract.
Right, the MGM contract and stuff.
I don't know. I think he was with Warner Brothers.
But still, did he, I mean, was he like considered like, wow, I can't wait to go see the next Reagan film?
He wasn't a superstar.
No, I don't think so. But I don't know if any, but, well, yeah, I mean, surely they had somebody. You know, some of his peers were thought of in that way.
Well, yes. Well, I mean, Humphrey Bogart.
Cary Grant.
Yeah, those guys.
Gary Cooper.
Didn't he host a TV show for a while?
Death Valley Days.
What was the guy? Say, who's that?
Jimmy Stewart?
No.
Cagney.
Cagney. Jimmy Cagney.
That was a little before Reagan, I believe.
Bogart was too, wasn't he?
They were about the same time. That was about the time that Humphrey Bogart went from playing like bad guy roles to good guy roles. You know, he started out as a bad guy. Humphrey Bogart, and they thought he was typecast.
So I heard something really weird when I heard the story break. First off, I was the first one to alert the ticket. I wanted to break in during Ticket Sports Saturday, but they wouldn't let me. So I'm listening to Ticket Sports Saturday and then flipping back and forth to the Ranger game. They're playing the Yankees on Saturday, early game. So I flip over to the Ranger game, and I mean, the minute I flip over there, Nadell's talking about like Homer Bush coming up to the plate or something like that, and then you hear the breaking news sounder over there. And so they have some chick back at the studio who announces the death of Reagan. And then I was like, okay, well, what are they going to do now? I mean, this is the mighty KRLD. They stick with this? Or do they go back to, you know, the little peon Rangers? Well, they played, they went to CBS Radio and played like a 10-minute Reagan piece that they'd put together.
An obit that's been done for 10 years.
Absolutely. All the Reagan stuff's been done forever. So I sat there just wondering how long it would actually last, and it went on and on and on. And I mean, you missed like a half inning of Ranger baseball.
They're the news station.
I know. I just wondered what they would do, though. You know, if something...
Well, now you know.
...catastrophic or whatever. I mean,
now you know. They followed through on their news commitment.
Yeah.
Just like we followed through on our ticket ticker commitment.
A&E stopped down. It's because they had all of that D-Day programming planned. And Saturday, when news broke, they shifted gears and went to Reagan bios. And they went back to it at night, but pretty much the entire afternoon, which was good, strong World War II documentary stuff, was trumped by Reagan.
Yeah, I wonder like...
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry. Pardon me.
Now, George is really a big Reagan guy.
Yeah, and I wonder if he shed a tear.
He probably did.
Like, this was a shock.
Well, no, I mean, it's never a shock when somebody who is 93 years old with Alzheimer's dies. That can't be a shock. However, the masses at large certainly didn't have a big heads up on this, did we?
Nancy Reagan pretty much guarded him. I mean, she kept his, you know, his condition pretty much a secret.
And I mean, kept him out of sight, too.
Oh,
when was the last time you saw him?
It's over 10 years since a picture was made of him. It was made public.
She kept him, like Time Magazine, I think, published a couple of pictures of them.
At a birthday party.
It, like 5 or 6 years ago, and it was really depressing, you know?
She protected his dignity. I mean,
if you're 88 years old and you've got Alzheimer's, do you want a birthday party?
No. Well, you don't know. You have no idea.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm saying. Do you need a birthday party for people to come in there and look at you in your dilapidated state while you just sit there totally out of it?
Yeah, while you're in your cage, people are kind of poking at you.
Do you want that?
No. Absolutely. Well, no. Like, if you knew that Alzheimer's was setting in, and you're cognizant of that, like which he was at one time. He knew he had Alzheimer's.
Mike Reiner.
I would lay that law down and be like, look, when things get bad, because they will get bad.
Yeah, keep people away from me.
Yes. Keep me in my room and people away from me.
You know
what? Birthday parties. I don't want to be wheeled out in a Hannibal Lecter dolly with a face mask on. You know, I want to just be, I want to have some peace with this.
I do too. I just want to be left alone.
Yes.
I don't want people to see me. I don't want to be
poked.
Or...
You will.
That's a promise that Snake and I have made to you,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, we have a deal.
When you go to the care
Snake.
Home.
That we are allowed to visit you once a week and poke you with a stick.
Because you'll be bedridden and we'll be the young, spry old men in our jumpsuits.
Right, we'll be in our mid-60s with our hot 40-year-old wives.
Don't worry, Ryan, that will not happen.
Oh, you're next.
Yeah, what are you going to do to stop it?
He'll be a bully. He'll be the 75-year-old bully that kicks our ass.
Don't worry.
What's his name? Jack Palance of old people?
Yeah.
Doing one-arm push-ups and kicking our ass?
Jack LaLanne.
Okay.
A great American, I would say. The great Ronald Reagan.
Did anybody watch CNN's coverage? I mean, did they stop down and just carry Reagan stuff the whole day?
Pretty much.
I flew by there after that, and all they were doing was Reagan. Actually, after I heard the news, I'm sorry. I was still a little bit too interested in what Juan Dominguez had going to follow it too closely.
Did they break in on the Ranger game, TV-wise?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not really their job.
I don't think they did. Well, he is gone, the 40th president. Now, who's left? Ford, Carter? What kind of shape is Ford in these days?
I think he's doing good.
Had a played golf all the time.
He's trying out for the Bears, I think, in this mini camp they got going on.
Well, it'd be Carter and...
How's he doing?
Carter, Ford, and I mean, he's great. He's building houses all over the world.
Habitat for Humanity.
And Carter is?
Yeah. He's in his 80s.
He's getting up there.
Has to be. And Clinton will live to be 150, probably.
Yeah, he's not in too much danger. But you know who didn't appear to be doing all that great? Bush.
When'd you see him?
Well, I saw him on TV.
Really?
Yeah, he and Barbara made a statement.
Well, you know, he's getting pretty old, too.
Yeah, he is. And he doesn't appear to be doing all that great, buddy. He could be next. I mean, not that I'm wishing that on him or anything.
I saw him at a football game this fall. I think he went to an Aggie game.
He did.
I thought he looked fine there. Maybe taking a turn for the worse.
Well, I mean, he doesn't look sick or anything, but he just, you know, is visibly aging. Let's put it that way.
How's Barbara looking? She's the one woman who hadn't changed a bit in the last 30 years.
No, she has now.
She has?
Mm-hmm.
She's not looking as good, or as the same, I should say?
No, she's a redhead and she got implants, Cobra. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a look at what the Rangers did in the draft today here on The Ticket.